Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
To get down to Coors Field yesterday. We only had a 30-minute show yesterday anyway, so I was given the day off. So I was excited to go down and, well, I wasn't given the whole day off, I guess, to Coors Field, and pretty good turnout for a Wednesday afternoon game. But unfortunately, the Rocks dropped this one. They lose 9-6 to the Phillies, and boy, an atrocious seventh inning for the Rockies pitchers. You went through a lot of pitchers yesterday to get this thing done, or to get through this game. And this is where my concern lies. And listen, just like I said, I'm not going too crazy for the Rockies playoff hopes, but I'm also not looking at this game going, oh, sky's falling, this team's going to be really, really bad. That game yesterday is where you tend to go when you say, okay, what can the Rockies be at their worst? Well, they're probably still going to find offense, and they did. 6 runs, 12 hits yesterday. But the pitching really struggled big time. Marquez went 6 innings, had 5 strikeouts, but not perfect at all. You know, he gave up 3 runs in the fourth, and there was another run in the sixth. And then as soon as he comes out, Chacin comes in, and he gives up the bads. That was the bad inning. He gave up 3. Then Gilbert gave up a few more, 2 more, and the seventh inning was rough. Rockies tried to make it interesting at the bottom of the seventh, but that was it. And they lose 9-6. They get the series win over Philadelphia. Still have yet to lose a series. Sitting at 8-4. Big test coming up for Colorado, though. Going to Detroit and then a 4-game series against Philadelphia. How do they fare on the road? 2-0 on the road right now. It's been a relatively, not an easy schedule, because you're not going to say the Dodgers and the Phillies in there is an easy schedule. But certainly the fact that you're at home a good chunk of the time goes, all right, you got a better shot to win at Coors Field than anywhere else. But this is where you worry about what could happen to the Rockies as we get, you know, approach May, you know, as you get through and close to June. Oh, Noob, you're going to be that guy today, Noob. You're going to be that guy today. The curse, I'm cursed. And first off, that's false, Noob. Noob says, did you realize the last 2 games you've gone to in Denver, they have lost? Please tell me you're not going to the Nuggets game tonight. The last Nuggets game I went to, my friend, the Nuggets beat the Memphis Grizzlies to lock up number 6 seed. So get your facts straight, bro. I went to the Rockies game, they lost, but that's, hey, the Rockies lose games. You gonna blame me for that? They were losing games well before I was going to them. But no, the last Nuggets game I went to was a dub. I'm not sure where you're coming from with that, Noobs. The last Nuggets game I went to was when Nikola Jokic broke the record. He officially got 2,000 points, 1,000 assists, or 1,000 rebounds and 500 assists. Noob says, sorry, I thought you went to the Lakers game. No. I went to the Memphis game. And that was a special game. So you might say I brought some extremely good luck to Denver. So, Noob, you should walk it back and say, I hope you are going to the Nuggets game tonight. I'm not, by the way. But are we hopeful? How are we doing out there? I got a lot of Nugget stuff to hit. We got the Hype House coming up. Guys, get in on the Hype House, man. That's fun. We got a special one lined up for you today. We're going to get going. We're going to get pumped. That's in the second hour, late in the second hour. We were slated to have Jason Kosmitsky on, the voice of the Nuggets. Unfortunately, something came up with his schedule. Busy, busy man. Great dude, by the way. We will be getting him on the show soon. Can't get him today. Kevin Lytle will join me at the bottom of the hour. And we'll just be talking a lot of Nuggets today. Some Rockies, too. It was so Tanner and I go down there. I went to the Rockies game with Tanner Schwint, who's, as you know, the bandwagon guy. You know, he's got that thing going for him. Fans are, you know, listeners are eating that up, but good and bad, giving him crap for it. Now, he didn't admit this to me, but I was watching him watch the game. I was just sitting there staring at him, watching the game. No, I'm not that creepy. But when the pitching started to unfold, I saw a little twitch in his eye. You know, I saw some cracks there. His big, hey, I'm on this bandwagon and I'm leading it. We're going to the playoffs. The depth is just fine. The pitching issues are just fine. Everything's fine. Well, I looked over at him a couple of times and I could see the twitch. I could see the eyes kind of flicker a little bit. And he didn't. I said, "You worry?" He goes, "Oh, it's one game. I'm not worried. Get out of here with that." And then you heard his show today. But I'm just telling you what I saw. I'm only reporting the facts. I saw a twitch. I saw his eyes flicker. And I saw a breaking in Mr. Tanner Schwint, Mr. Rockies bandwagon leader extraordinaire. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We got the new CSU Rams court design out. Not design. The court's done. Where's the picture I have? Jades, have you seen it yet? Go to check it out. I want to see what you think here. Now, if you've seen the first design, you saw the old design. The gigantic Rams horns that are like brownish colored. Well, they did something. It's kind of more simple, a little more subtle. I want the old design in front of me here before I look at it. So that's our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. What do you think of the new floor design? Now, if you look at the old design, now go to the wholeshow.com to vote, by the way, and I want to see where you guys are on this. The old design was, you know, you got the Rams logo in the middle, Colorado State University underneath, and then you had the what are they, like brownish color, darker brown, right? Or dark tan, I don't know, horns on each side of the floor. Now, I always thought they looked like snail shells or something, like a shell, seashell of some sort. Now, the new logo is, you got the Rams logo in the middle, Colorado State University underneath, and they did do the Rams horns again, but they're smaller. And they're like kind of whitish fading into the floor a little bit. Do you like that better, Jades? Because people, you either loved the old design or you hated the old design. There was no in-between. Players that I know, a lot of players, DR, if you want to do the math there with the initials, not a fan. What do you think? You in on this?
I like the new design better.
It's a little cleaner to me.
I agree. Yeah.
I don't mind stuff going on the floor sometimes, but it's a little cleaner.
The old design, the way that the ram horns like curled at
I thought it looked like a seashell.
Yeah, it just,
this one doesn't look as much like a seashell.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think it looks a lot better.
Well, and it's faded a little bit too, so it's a little more subtle. I was already informed that there were going to be Rams horns before, so I was in the know, Jades. You know me. I know things about 20 seconds before all y'alls. I did know that one a couple days before. So I knew this was coming. I just didn't know how it was going to look. And I don't know. Do you like the color? It's like this faded white. Is that weird?
I
mean, they got the Rams horns are white in the logo, so makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I like it better than the old, kind of tannish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tannish was interesting because that's where I get they kind of try to make it more of a court design, type deal. 45. Okay, so we got three options for you. What do you think of the new floor inside Moby Arena? Meh. Love it. Not a fan. 45% saying, eh. 42% saying, I love it. 11% saying, not a fan. So, very small amount, just flat out doesn't like it. Well, that same amount's probably the same amount that liked the old design. They liked the Rams horns. Or maybe they didn't want any kind of Ram design. Maybe they didn't want any Rams horns in there. That could have been it. Sure. All right, I got a couple of stories today. I got two big stories of the day. Let's get to them, Jades. Two big stories of the day presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Dun, 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 dun. Villanova's Jay Wright retires. Fordham's Kyle Neptune will take over. Jay Wright, I had no idea. He's retiring after 21 seasons as men's basketball coach at Villanova. Shocking move to everybody, including me. Very interesting compared to another. Now, he's considered a great coach, obviously. Coach K is considered one of the greatest coaches. Two totally different ways to retire. Coach K had the farewell tour. He announced it before the season started. Wright announced it like a month after March Madness. He was very successful. He won two national championships. That was 2016 and 18. He made the Final Four, made Final Four appearances, four of them, excuse me. He was the Coach of the Year in 2006 and 16, and he's already been inducted to the Basketball Hall of Fame, and that was in 2021. Interesting stuff. So, if you had to pick, you like his style better as far as retiring, or you like Coach K's style? The farewell. Honestly, they're both right. Jay Wright. No, they're both the right way to go on this, because if you're a great coach and you want to have a farewell tour, good. Do it. If you're a great coach and you don't, good. I have no problem with either one of them. Two great, amazing, legendary coaches retiring. Wow. A lot of greatness happening in our years of watching college hoops and sports in general. And tough to see those two guys go. Legends of the game. Constant championship contender type teams. My other big story of the day, how about this one? Does this open up the playoffs a little bit more? Phoenix Suns star Devin Booker has suffered a grade one right hand hamstring strain, according to ESPN. The injury, typically, according to doctors in the know, not me, typically it requires 2 to 3 weeks of recovery. So if you're the Suns, championship is clearly what you're thinking, right? Do you sit him out? Do you not want to risk the future? Or do you go for the championship now? Do you go 2 short weeks and hope that you can just get right on by? Here's the thing for Phoenix. I mean, they beat, obviously, the Pelicans. It was kind of a close game for a bit, but the Pelicans faded and the Suns take over. Well, New Orleans won on Tuesday night, 125 to 114. So if you're tied in this series against the Pelicans. Without Devin Booker, what does this do? Booker had 31 in that loss to New Orleans. This opens things up, Jades. And that's why, if you're the Nuggets, can you make this series competitive? Because Memphis and Minnesota are struggling. I mean, Memphis, they lost game one, right? And they were Minnesota was competitive in that first half. Memphis ran away. But this is kind of a little more open than I thought it was going to be. Tonight's important for several reasons. And if you're Denver, you have a chance to change the narrative around everything and open this up. Great teams can be beaten. And now you look at Phoenix, 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, they could, if they win the next three games, if Phoenix wins the next three games, they could be done by, they could finish Tuesday night against the Pelicans. Well, that's a half a week. You're still probably looking at three, that's probably the second round. which would be against like a Dallas, right? Or Utah. Does open things up a bit, doesn't it? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to talk about that new Colorado State basketball court. Still some really cool things going on with CSU. They got the big spring game coming up on Saturday. A lot happening around there. So we'll talk to Kevin about that. I will be in Greeley on Saturday, 11-1, for the Bears spring game and kind of go through what that looks like. So I'm excited. I'm going to pop out to practice today. Kevin Lytle will join me at the bottom of the hour, though. Great guy. Always look forward to catching up with him. 21 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
/12:26, welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live today from the Allo Communications Studios. Shout out to our great friends, The Goat, best sports bar around. You guys got to try this place out, man. The Wisconsin cheese curds, you got burgers, you got wings, but more importantly, I know, what's more important than food? Well, if you're a sports fan, the sports, and where you're going to watch it, and how you're going to watch it, who you're going to watch it with. Well, that's the place to go. They got 360-degree bar top. They got patio seating, which might be perfect, you know, for today, just throughout the day. Stop by. 36 HD TVs to watch your favorite teams play, including the Nuggets tonight against the Golden State Warriors in Game 3. That's the GOAT Sports Bar in Greeley. Tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Now, the new court design is out for Moby Arena. Some I think would have rather see like a bigger change. If you're going to go through the whole rigmarole of changing out the court design, why not do something a little bit different? The Rams kind of elected to certainly more subtle. They kept the Rams horns on the floor, but they're kind of more faded into the court. More of a whitish gray fade into the court, which, again, the Rams' horns on their logo, they are white horns. The curl is not as deep. So it doesn't look like a seashell as much, I think. I'm just trying to look at them back to back here. It's all right. It's fine. I mean, I'm not like, oh, it was great. But a court, most of the time, is just kind of a simple court. You don't really need crazy design. I do kind of like things in college sports, especially. I kind of like things that stick out, good or bad. Like, look at Las Vegas's floor. It's got Vegas all over the place, like the buildings on the strip. That's a little distracting, but I guess it's something, right? I kind of like things that stick out. And that certainly stuck out with those horns. But this is definitely a little more subtle while still achieving the Rams horn look that you're going for. Yeah, I'm fine with it. It's cool. Yeah, it's good. Not like going crazy about it, but I'll take it. Let's see what the fans are thinking now, the listeners are thinking now. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day, again, available at thewholeshow.com. That's where you'll find all of our poll questions, our blogs we put together, videos, reaction videos, things like that. We're working on kind of rebooting some of those things. So make sure you check out thewholeshow.com from time to time. You can see my players of the week presented by Red Wing Shoes each and every week. Meh is leading right now. Kind of like, eh, it's okay. That's probably what I would vote on. It's like, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, sure. I'm not like going nuts over it, and I don't hate it. But I don't really, it's not something that keeps me up at night. When I'm like, oh, I really hope that CSU does something amazing on their floor. Doesn't really move the needle for me one way or the other. It's kind of like uniform talk. You know those people that are like constantly, oh, I hate the new uniforms, or, oh, check out those new uniforms, they're sick. I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, that's cool, fine, yeah, whatever. Whatever. Neat. I used to think uniforms were a way bigger deal when I was, like, growing up. Oh, wow, the Broncos got new colors, changed their logo. Now it's like, all right, just don't look too weird. You know, don't get too bizarre on me. But I, you know, that stuff, again, doesn't keep me up at night. Court design, whatever. So this is fine. It's meh. It's okay. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Nuggets Warriors tonight. It's going to be a theme of the show. We got the Hype House coming up in the second hour. We're going to get pumped up, man. We got to get going for this. You know, the studies show there, Jades. If the Nuggets lose tonight, it's over. Nobody's come back from a 3-0 deficit. So you're going to have to win tonight. Can they do it? Can Nikola Jokic raise his level of play? Can you get a Bones Highland, a Will Barton, an Aaron Gordon, for crying out loud, to do something big when it counts the most? That's what it's going to take. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. Does the Joker have something to prove in this series? I mean, he's probably going to win the MVP, but nationally the talk is, well, the MVP hasn't played like an MVP necessarily in the series. Joel Embiid has looked better, but it's also freaking easy for him, man. You got James Harden out there. You got some players on that team, on that roster, balling out right now. Now, I know they had a scare. They go to overtime, but they win. You know, they're up 3-0 now. They've got this series. But for the most part, for Philly, you got a lot of players to choose from, man. How about Tyrese Maxey? He's been playing out of his mind. James Harden is an MVP caliber player. He had 19 points. Danny Green's hitting threes, man. He was 3-7 last night. That's the difference. Embiid has all the weapons surrounding him. Joker's weapons, as we've documented over time and time again, Joker's best weapons are hurt or choosing not to play or something. Not sure anymore. That's the difference. Embiid can, he's making things happen, but when he's has a moment of not making things happen, his guys step up. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We're going to talk to Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan on all things spring football coming up on Saturday. They're about to wrap up the spring edition of Colorado State football, so we'll talk to Kevin about that. You know, latest recruiting news and all that and more. The court design. We'll get Kevin's thoughts on that as well. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th. Featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Kevin Lytle joining me from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Kevin, my man, our poll question is about what you've been posting on today about that new court design at Moby Arena. Love it, hate it, or meh. Meh is leading right now. Fans are kind of like, yeah, it's cool, it's fine, it's whatever. Where do you come out on that, my man?
I like it. I mean, it's basically just a modernized version of what was it. I am kind of chuckling. I see a number of people, I was expecting some big change. That was never going to happen. I mean, I'm not really sure why. I guess, some of the hype around it, just social chatter, people thought there's going to be some different. It was always going to be some basic. They discussed a few different things, and most of them are things that people have kind of mocked up and passed around. But I think it always made sense to go back to the the horns, just modernize it a little bit, make it maybe a little less gaudy. But I like it. I like, you know, it's unique. But this way, it's probably a little less obnoxious than the former version.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know why, but the former version, I always thought, well, the color was interesting because the ram horns are white on the main logo. But the big ones, they always look like a seashell to me, Kevin, like a snail shell or something. The design is still pretty much the same kind of, you know, as far as the shape. But because it's not so in your face, it doesn't look so much like there should be a tiny little slimy snail underneath there.
Yeah, exactly. The last one I say is unique and in some ways cool, but I think the whole court needed to be modernized. It looked very out of touch with kind of every CSU brand. So I'm glad they did it. And you know, obviously, main thing is it doesn't really matter one way or another. But I personally like it. I think it looks nice.
I think that, and I'm with you. But I think that's why I kind of went meh, because it doesn't keep me up at night whether the court designs this or that. So I'm just like, you know what? As long as it's not, we just had a texter chiming in about the Oregon Ducks and their court design. And I was like, as long as it's not that, where it looks like somebody just took a pencil and scribbled all over the place, then I'm pretty much okay with it.
Yeah, exactly. I mostly just wanted to have fun with it myself. You know, on I think Tuesday night, I teased a little bit because I had a, let's just say I have a court source. And so I kind of knew what was coming and just tease it a little bit. And yeah, people say, well, hopefully it's nothing crazy like Oregon or Memphis. I said, well, I can promise that. So yeah, it was fun. It's one of those, hey, it's the off season. Have some fun arguing about something that doesn't matter one bit.
Yeah, well, and again, it's, I don't know if you ever played NBA 2K, Kevin, but you can, like, back in the day anyway, 5-6 years ago, you could design your own little courts and stuff, and you could put the most ridiculous things all over there where it didn't even feel like it was a basketball court. That's what the Ducks reminds me of, for sure. So again, I'm just cool with it that we're not going there. Simple design. I think you kind of laid it out perfectly. A simple, clean design. I think for the most part, fans are fine with it.
Yeah, exactly. And I do think, some people have said, well, horns are so light, you can't see them. I don't think that's really true. I think it just on some of the videos, it doesn't show up. When you're in the stadium, you'll be able to very clearly see it. So yeah, I think, like I say, it's nice. Some people won't like it, but whatever. You're never going to make everyone happy.
That's very, very true. Kevin, some news has kind of been spilling out, you know, as far as recruits and everything. I want to get into spring football with you. We're about to wrap that up with the spring game coming up on Saturday. But talk to us first. Let's go football here. Or you know what? Let's stay basketball since we're already kind of on the court side of things. A lot of people, you know, you and I talked last week about some Rams fans pressing the panic button, wondering, you know, what's happening with the Rams. They're seeing a lot of guys leaving, not a lot of guys coming in, but they do get an interesting commitment from it looks to be a standout player from Las Vegas.
Yeah, Tavy Jackson, a guard. His stats are amazing. Almost 25 points a game, 13 rebounds, like 5 assists, 4 steals, something like that. Kind of a late bloomer from what I understand. He was one of those guys, we've discussed the little, Twitter spat about people arguing over, you know, offers and stuff, but he's one of these guys that, you know, played through high school through the COVID era, which means he didn't get the exposure that a normal high school player would. And, he wasn't on the most prominent AAU team or anything like that, but he sure looks like he'll be a solid player. You know, he's, you know, kind of small as far as, you know, scrawny type. So he'll probably need to add some muscle for the college game. But on the surface, it looks like a good player. And, you know, another one of those that, is maybe kind of a diamond in the rough that this staff is so good at getting. I mean, he's being recruited by some solid schools, but it seems like one of those steals that some people missed on because he did emerge a little bit late. So we'll see. You know, time will tell. I'll be intrigued to see if he plays more as a shooting guard or more as a point guard. Obviously, that will determine a bit how much he plays this upcoming year. But on paper, it looks like a solid signing.
Yeah, no, it really does. And I asked you this at practice. I'll just ask you again for the listener's sake. What are your thoughts as far as immediate impact? I mean, do you see him as far as, you know, several minutes, kind of like a Chandler Jacobs type situation? Or do you even see him maybe potentially, depending on how things look for the roster, working himself into a starting role?
Yeah, obviously it's a little too soon to say until we see the other, you know, additions that they will have. But, you know, let me say this. There's an opening for guard play, so there's a chance to demand minutes. You know, even if the staff is thinking, well, we'll redshirt him. If you come in and, you know, over the summer, August, September, October, and are really, really good, you're going to get minutes, so you can earn them. So I would say to be determined, but he'll have a chance to earn some time.
Yeah, well, I'm curious to see how that one plays out, because you and I were talking about this again. It's like the people that are freaking out about Medved, I get it if this were any other situation. If Medved has, you know, kind of been there 10 years and he's had some great classes, some bad classes, whatever. But so far, Kevin, everything we've seen from Medved has been up, has been positive. Every single year is a little bit better than the year before as far as recruits, as far as transfers, as far as advancing further in your seasons. So it's like, has the guy not earned, and I'm not talking to every fan, but has Nico Medved not earned enough respect for you to kind of sit back and go, all right, you know what, in Nico we trust here just a bit?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they haven't really missed. And like you say, every year has been better than the previous, so... until that starts changing, I'd say don't worry. And like I've said before, I'll keep saying, and you know, some people get it, some won't. They're very meticulous in their recruiting. They want to make sure they're getting guys that not only are good players. It's pretty easy to evaluate good players. I mean, you know, any D1 level college basketball player should be able, or coach should be able to say, well, you're good, you're not good. But figuring out guys that fit the you know, vibe, the culture. That's what they really want to make sure they get. And, you know, I know they've had guys visiting, you know, basically daily. There's someone on a visit. So it's not like they're not working. They just, you know, it's kind of quiet, you know, behind the scenes type work, not stuff that, you know, fans are privy to.
Yeah, I think, you know, already Jay Norvell's staff has got fans preconditioned on Twitter to be looking out for tweets about stuff going on, too, which, you know, we're in that instant world now. We want to have updates fast, fast, fast. And when we see other updates going on, we're wondering what's happening with Colorado State. But you're right. I mean, just be patient. And again, until he proves otherwise, I think you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Rex Haynes has committed to Colorado State. Another tweet you put out the other day, Kevin. 3-star receiver. He had offers from Arizona State, Fresno State, and San Diego State. Another wide receiver. I mean, they're just going to keep going after these guys, and I'm sure that's going to be the norm in the next few years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Rex actually is joining as a walk-on initially. He'll probably pretty quickly end up on scholarship. But yeah, he has some good offers, you know, plucking him right out from the nose of San Diego State. His dad, Mike, is an NFL Hall of Famer as a defensive back, so he has bloodlines there as well. So yeah, it seems like another good one. That, you know, there are, you know, now 5 freshman receivers that will be coming in the fall. So, you know, when we're looking at the spring game Saturday, you'll see a bit of the receiving core. But a chunk of it is still yet to arrive.
All right, talk to us about the spring game, Kevin. I've been able to get out to a few practices there, but of course I know you've been out there every single day. You've been at the scrimmages. We're about to round this thing out, and I kind of wanted to get your thoughts leading up to this, you know, and of course what you kind of expect to see on Saturday. For the most part, it's fun. It's great for the fans and everything, but for the coaches and the players, I mean, obviously this is a serious deal.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And yeah, it's your last chance to, you know, make an on-field impression on the staff if you're a player. Yeah, it's important. You know, it's not a be-all, end-all. But, you know, as Daquan Jackson said to us last week, he said, you know, the biggest thing you need to do as a player is make sure the guy who lines up next to you trusts you. And this is the last time you're going to be on the field, you know, able to make plays and able to make that guy next to you trust you, which I thought, you know, that makes a lot of sense. So it'll be interesting. It's going to be fun. You know, this is the first real spring game since 2017. You know, the last 2 years, COVID kind of messed things up. 2018, they kind of had a spring game, but it was more a practice. 2019, I think it was moved indoors because of snow. So, you know, Daquan Jackson's entering his 5th year, and he says, I've never played a real spring game. The players are really excited. It's going to be a cool format. It's ones versus the world is what Jay Norvell calls it. So basically one team, I think the green team will be, you know, the starting units of offense and defense, and then the other team will be everyone else. And they game it. So the second unit will start with, I believe, a 21-0 lead. And the game is basically, can the ones come back and beat them. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that's a pretty – I've never really heard of that style, but I guess Jay Norvell picked it up from another coach he worked with, and it sounds pretty fun to me. I think it should be pretty entertaining. So I'm pretty excited to see how it goes. I think, you know, fans are excited because, like I say, it's the first time in a long time they've had a real spring game to go watch. So really should be a pretty fun day. And, you know, there are a lot of other activities, the Grit Run led by Kim Norvell to fundraise for cystic fibrosis research. So it should be a really fun Saturday and kind of a celebration and look ahead in the fall.
Yeah, and I know, obviously, on the Kim Norvell side of things, what an outstanding story there. I know folks have really, really taken hold of Kim and her and Coach Norvell's relationship, too, as far as everything that they've been through over the years. So this is a new, important, yet fun tradition, and I'm excited for that each and every week. But I do, on the football side, Kevin, or each and every year, I should say, on the football side, Kevin, I do love that. I think you add a little more oomph to the spring game, and you add a little more, I don't know, urgency to the yep. to the ones as far as, all right, we got to, hey, we're down 21 already today, this Thursday. We got to come back from that. And then if your guy's trying to earn more reps and spots on the team, you got to hang on to it. So I'm with you, man. I think that's a really out-of-the-box thing that gets everybody excited.
Yeah, I think it's really fun. A lot of spring games tend to just have weird scoring systems. You know, the defense gets 2 points for a sack and things like that, and you know, I get why they do that, but it makes it really hard for fans to follow. Whereas this, I think obviously it's very clear, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I was talking to one of the starters today, and he said, "Man, you think we can come back? You know, that's a pretty big deficit." He goes, "I think we can, but that's going to be tough." So they're already, you know, kind of jawing back and forth. I think it's going to be I really do like the idea. I think it's a pretty cool one. So I think fans will enjoy it.
Well, the question I have is, well, you know, the ones will be airing it out. They're down 21. Plus, it's all they do is throw the ball. What are the twos going to be doing? Are we going to see more of a run game and try to slow this thing down, grind out the clock? That'll be interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm intrigued to see how much, you know, how much strategy do you use to try and actually win, and how much do you kind of just run your stuff, because obviously it is, you know, they are still just trying to develop. So many wrinkles to it. Like I said, I think it makes it a pretty fun event the way they're doing it.
Kevin, appreciate you, man. Are you okay? Spring ball's about done. Are you going to take a vacation? What do you do with your life right after spring football, man?
Yeah, not going to lie, I'm pretty burnt out. It's been straight through from August. It's been an interesting, I guess, school year of different seasons. So, yeah, I'll get through spring ball. We'll have high school playoffs come up. So certainly I'll be chipping in there. And then, into May, it's time to go hibernate for a minute.
Yeah, well, you deserve it, my man. Appreciate talking to you about all things Rams football and basketball season long. And, you know, go take some time off after this one. Should be fun on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Brady. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. 12:52 the time. Short break coming up. We're going to wrap up hour number one. Does Joker have something to prove? I know he's the MVP. He's likely the two-time MVP. But is there a lot to prove for the remainder of this series, for however long that might be? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Coming up in the second hour to start, you know, in about 7 or 8 minutes here, we're going to catch up with Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV, our Nuggets insider, as we start breaking into all things Nuggets and Golden State. Can the Nuggets take care of it tonight? Can they change the feel of not only the series, but the whole kind of air around Denver right now when it comes to the Denver Nuggets? Because you win 48 games, I think you overachieved, but it is what it is. You make the playoffs, and you're getting absolutely worked by Golden State. We can say they're missing MPJ. We can say they're missing Jamal Murray and all those things. But at the end of the day, you're getting embarrassed on national television every single night. Does the Joker have something to prove? Does Michael Malone have something to prove? We'll talk about it next. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.